It's Friday, June 28th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A motorcyclist died after a crash near Turtle Lake on Tuesday. One person was airlifted after a semi versus car crash Thursday evening on Highway 53 in Rice Lake. See vintage gas and steam engines at Hungry Hollow this weekend, and a 97-year-old superfan will toss out the first pitch at the Brewers game on Saturday. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A 63-year-old Comstock man was killed after a crash Tuesday evening on Highway 63 at 16th Avenue near Turtle Lake. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said the motorcyclist did not stop at the intersection and was hit by a car driven by a 26-year-old Comstock man. Also in the car was a 22-year-old Barron woman. The motorcyclist was airlifted in serious condition and later died at the hospital. The driver in the car and the passenger were not injured. Names have not been released. A 37-year-old Appleton man is in the hospital after rear-ending a parked semi on Highway 53 Thursday evening. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said the crash happened just after 8 p.m. on Highway 53 just north of Rice Lake. At the time, a semi was stopped on the shoulder of the southbound lanes. A vehicle crossed the fog line and rumble strips and struck the back of the semi. The vehicle driver was airlifted to a hospital in critical condition. The semi driver, a 22-year-old man from Georgia, was not injured. No names have been released. The southbound lanes of Highway 53 were closed for 5 hours. The crash is under investigation by the Wisconsin State Patrol and Barron County Sheriff's Department. The 54th Hungry Hollow Show is Saturday and Sunday. Amber Gonski with details.
The summer show of Hungry Hollow Steam and Gas Engine Club returns this weekend, this year featuring gas engines. The show includes a tractor pull and pedal pull, steam and gas engines, equipment demonstrations, pancake breakfast, flea market, area musicians, and much more. Mark Gargalak explains.
Hungry Hollow is a group of individuals that enjoy getting together and running old-time equipment, keeping the past alive, and our main purpose is to teach young and old about where we have come as far as from the horses to steam engines to the modern-day equipment.
Gates open at 7 a.m. both mornings at their grounds on the corner of Highway 25 and 19th Avenue north of Barron. Admission is a $10 commemorative button, which is good both Saturday and Sunday. Kids under age 12 are free. For event details, visit HungryHollowClub.com. I'm Amber Gonski.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled Thursday that an order barring an anti-abortion protester from coming close to a Planned Parenthood nurse violated his First Amendment free speech rights and must be overturned. The court is controlled 4-3 by liberals. It ruled unanimously in ordering that the injunction be dismissed. A Chimperlo County judge in 2020 barred Brian Ish from being near nurse Nancy Kinchy, who sometimes worked in a small family planning clinic in the western Wisconsin city of Blair. Kinchy said Aish threatened her by saying bad things would happen to her or her family if she didn't quit her job. Respondents in the latest Marquette poll were asked about the criminal convictions of Donald Trump. Bob Haig takes a look.
Among registered Wisconsin voters, 55% agreed with the jury, which found the former president guilty of the charges in his New York hush money trial. 36% say he's not guilty. 9% say they don't know. Almost three-quarters of Republicans say Trump is not guilty, a majority of independents, and nearly all Democrats believe he's guilty. Sentencing for Trump is set for July 11th, just days before the start of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Among registered voters, 27% say Trump should receive no penalty, 12% say he should be fined, 14% say he should receive probation without jail, and 36% say he should be sentenced to some time in jail. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announces $11.4 million to expand state charter schools. Sean Maloney takes a look.
DPI says the investment will go towards planning and implementation for charter schools opening in the fall of next year, implementation for charter schools that recently opened or will open this year, and expansion of existing high-quality charter schools. According to DPI, a high-quality charter school must show evidence of strong academic performance, operate in a financially appropriate manner, meet statutory regulations, and demonstrate success in increasing graduation rates and other student academic achievement. More information on charter schools can be found on the DPI's website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A very special Milwaukee Brewers fan from Fond du Lac will take center stage this weekend. Ted Allen says, play ball.
97-year-old Catherine Halber will throw out the ceremonial first pitch at Saturday's Brewers-Chicago Cubs matchup at American Family Field. WLUK-TV in Green Bay reports that Catherine, who is blind, follows the Brewers on the radio so intently that when her son calls her, she tells him to call back because she's listening to the game. That led John Halber to submit his mother's name for Brewers Superfan Spotlight recognition. Family members, friends, and caretakers from the retirement home Catherine lives at will accompany her as she takes the mound. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.